Welcome to the podcast of Sita Life. Hi, I'm Chris Franz. Would you please share this podcast with a friend today? I would be very, very grateful. Are you in love with Jesus? You know, people who are in love will do the craziest things. I remember when I was courting Simone, my wife, I did the craziest things. I would drive, 12 hours just to spend a little time with her. I would buy her flowers, even overspending money, just because I love her. When you're in love, you do the craziest things. You're willing to do things that go way above and beyond what other people do. The question is, are you in love with Jesus? Is going to church a joy for you? Reading your Bible? Going to the prayer meeting, being in the presence of God, giving sacrificial gifts to the Lord. Is that hard for you? You know, when you're in love with Jesus, you will do extravagant things. In Luke 14, chapter 14, it talks about a woman who came into a room where Jesus was, and it was her name was Mary. She brought a bottle of nard, and this was worth a year's salary. She took this perfume, and she anointed Jesus with it, and she washed his feet with this perfume, and then dried it with her hair. I mean, this woman just went all out, and you've got to think that bottle of perfume was worth a year's wage. That means in today's calculations, probably $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for one little bottle. And this woman takes it and just pours it out on Jesus. And people around her just couldn't believe it. It was way too extravagant. But you know, for Mary, that gift was just good enough for Jesus. It was the best she had. And that was what she would wanted to give to Jesus. You know, when you're in love with Jesus, you will do extravagant things. In Revelation 2, verse 4, it says, "But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first." My question to you today is, do you really love Jesus? Are you extravagant with God? You know, some Christians say, "I'm just not the emotional type. I just don't get excited like everybody else." I see the Hispanic people, or the African people, how they dance. Man, I just can't do that. But you know, when you get those people into a football game or into a baseball game, all of a sudden, they're jumping up out of the bleachers and dancing and singing and being crazy. Then they'll even walk a mile to the parking garage where their car is, and it won't complain at all. And yet the attitude towards God, towards the prayer meeting, is totally different. You know, what you're in love with is what you will give your heart to. You know, many Christians have a loving problem. That's the problem. Jesus says, "Turn back to me and do the works that you did at first." That's what he said in Revelation. How much is Jesus worth to you? I'm going to leave you with that question and let the Lord just deal with your heart. If you've got a loving problem, you need to get back into the presence of God and fall in love with Jesus again. If this has been a blessing to you, please share it with a friend. God bless you.